You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, Rangers broadcaster and knower of all things minor league baseball, it is Matt Hicks. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon, guys.
Now, we've replaced Bruce Bochy with you today.
Yep.
Does that add pressure to this interview for you?
Yes, it does.
Good. That's what I wanted to
hear. Can you do your best Boch impression? Do you have one? That's a yes.
Yeah, I can. You know, I wasn't prepared for this, but let me see. Let me do this. Hold on just a second.
Clear it up a little bit.
We'll do this. I think there's a few all-stars in there.
I love it.
That's great. That's actually a Lou Brown impression.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know.
There are definitely some times I see the similarities there.
Boch at times definitely sounds like Lou Brown.
I'm with you on that.
Did you, I know you've got things going on in your life, and this kind of just broke a few minutes ago. Did you see that the Rangers gave the $100,000 to Nate Eovaldi, even though he didn't make the All-Star team? They went ahead and gave him the $100,000 bonus. Your thoughts about the way the Rangers approached that with him?
I did not see that, so thanks for updating me. And I think, obviously, that's a classy move by the organization, because when you take a look at what, you know, Nate has accomplished this season. I can't think of, obviously there are some elite pitchers in the game, but every time out, you know, he's putting forth an effort that I think is better than what even anyone expected that Eovaldi could do. And I mean, everybody knew he was a great pitcher. But, I mean, he's exceeded all those expectations. And to have an ERA that's below 1.6
Unbelievable.
With over 90 innings of work this year. So, yeah, so what is he, like 7 or 8 innings shy of being a qualifier? To me, it's sort of a remarkable achievement. So to be awarded for that, I think, is a really nice gesture.
I know Tarek Skubal is badass and Jacob deGrom has been having a hell of a season, but do you think it's weird at all that somebody who is within striking distance of qualifying for all of these accolades, and in Nathan Eovaldi, who would instantaneously have a 3/4 of a run better ERA than Tarek Skubal, doesn't even seem to get like a whiff of a mention in a potential AL Cy Young race?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. And if he should at some point be a qualifier, and I don't know, I was thinking about this the other day. Given his current usage, and, you know, one of the things that you definitely want to do is make sure that Eovaldi is healthy for the rest of the season. I'm not sure he even gets to 162 innings.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the way. So in other words, you know, he might finish the season, let's say, with something around 150 or 155. So he's not a qualifier for the ERA title. And I don't know as though, I mean, obviously you've had some people that have won the Cy Young that haven't been qualifiers, you know, when relievers have won the Cy Young. So, I mean, I think that he should definitely be in the conversation. But what happens is when people, if you've got a writer in Cleveland or you've got a writer in San Francisco and they don't get a chance to see the Rangers, you know, hardly at all. And so they don't get a chance to see Evaldi pitch. And when they just take a look at leaderboards, well, Evaldi's name isn't on there because he's not a qualifier. So he's definitely not top of mind. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's not a narrative that involves him in the conversation just because he's not a qualifier.
Hixey, what's the trend you started to see right before the break that you didn't see early in the season that you think might be something that'll help on the back half of this year for them? And I mean, well, obviously they scored runs, you know, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's also different, right?
Yes.
And it's not just scoring a few more runs on this most recent road trip. What was it? The team scored like 63 runs. So that's over 6 runs a game. And the team has scored over 5.5 runs per game going all the way back to, I think it's like June the 6th or June the 7th. So nothing to sneeze at. The fact that I don't want to say the offense is clicking on all cylinders, because the slug that we thought was going to be the 2025 Texas Rangers has not really fully blossomed yet. But I'll take 6 runs a game,
yeah,
you know, down the stretch, given this pitching staff and giving where the club is in the standings. You know, just earlier in the road trip, when you were looking at the wild card standings, the Rangers had, like, I don't want to say maybe just 5 teams between them and that final wild card spot. Well, now that we start the second half on Friday, there are only 2 teams between the Rangers and that final wild card spot. So I think, you know, getting a postseason berth is definitely a very doable thing, as long as the offense can maintain something close to what we've seen here over the last month. But, you know, the trend is that you've got so many more guys now who are contributing on offense as opposed to maybe just 1 or 2 guys who are clicking. And if you don't have those guys together in the batting order, then you're not going to, you know, get too much in the way of a result.
And I appreciate all of that. And you're definitely right about the improvement of the offense since the beginning of June. But is it fair to say I still feel pretty shaky about the team's hitting with runners in scoring position?
Well, you know, that's a tricky thing, because there are some teams that are very good that have a team batting average with men in scoring position roughly similar to the Rangers' team batting average in those situations. So the Rangers are hitting something like .230 now, I think, with men in scoring position. And that's, to me, it's, you don't have to be hitting .260 or .270 in those situations. But one of the things I look at are number of opportunities with men in scoring position. So, for example, if you have a game where you are, I'm just going to pull a number out of my head, if you're 5 for 23,
yeah,
with men in scoring position, that's not a great average, but you got 5 hits with men in scoring position. So that probably means you scored 7 or 8 runs, depending upon the number of home runs. I think where the club has been lacking, and when you compare it to other teams, I always write these numbers down in my book before every game. And, you know, and we've been playing some opponents that have had maybe 100, 120 or so more at-bats over the course of the season with men in scoring position than the Rangers have. So I don't look so much at that batting average as I do how many opportunities are you getting per game. And I don't know what it is right now, what the Rangers are averaging, but they've been definitely on the uptick in having many more opportunities. And so that's what I think is something that you need to look at. Are you averaging 5 opportunities per game, or are you averaging 8 or 9?
Right.
And if you're averaging 8 or 9, then I think you're probably on the right track.
We were having this conversation the other day, Hixie, about, I think I asked the question, who could the Rangers not do without? And Kevin said Marcus Semien, and then laid out pretty much the best explanation of why. Like, it was phenomenal stuff by Kevin. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Just want to brag on you in front of Matt Hicks right now. But it was really good stuff. And I said early in the season, I think, and I've thought this for 3 years now, the way the Rangers go is the way Marcus Semien goes. Do you think that's a fair assessment based on how they've gone over the last few weeks here?
Yes, I do think it is a fair assessment, because Marcus is a leader in a variety of ways, and most definitely by example, and how he goes about his work, and how, you know, he comes to work and does the same thing every day. You know, in that regard, Corey Seager, same thing. You know, these guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do their work prior to game time so that they're ready for the game. And we've seen the results from Marcus now for almost a two-month period. And traditionally, he's better at this time of the year, June, yeah, July, August, than he is early in the season. Some other guys fall into that category as well. You know, one of those guys whose bat has really started to uptick here recently, Kyle Higashioka, is a guy who traditionally has been better June, July, August. So you have some of those guys that are sort of, you know, filling in what you would expect based upon, you know, their previous track record. But, you know, it can't just be Marcus. It can't just be Marcus and, right, Corey. It can't just be those two guys and a couple of role players who are contributing. I think that one of the key guys for the club here in the second half of the season offensively is going to be Wyatt Langford, and what he can do, because he has so many different talents. And so keeping him healthy and keeping him productive, I think, is going to be a big factor in the Rangers' second half success.
Because it's been a disappointing second season for Wyatt, has it not?
Well, I don't know if I would slap the label disappointing, you know, to this point in the season. I think that, you know, number one, having him on the field. So he hasn't, you know, played the entire season, but having him on the field on an everyday basis is key. We have seen great things from him so far. I think I mentioned this the other day in the broadcast. He's one of only 13 players in the major leagues to this point in the season that has at least 15 home runs and 15 stolen bases. So there aren't a whole lot of guys with that sort of combination of power and speed. And, you know, that doesn't sound like a very big number. But again, there's only 13 guys in the big leagues that can make that claim.
Yeah, and Shohei's being ridiculous season. With 50-50, you know. Like, what are we doing setting that kind of unrealistic standard there?
We're not going to see that. But, I mean, it's obviously well within reach that he could do 20-20 and maybe even 25-25.
That'd be nice.
And so, you know, if he does something like that, I think that, you can't say that it's been a disappointing season. The other thing you have to remember is these guys are young. You know, Wyatt Langford is 23 years of age. Every time I think about that, I look and I'm like, gosh, my son is like 3 weeks older than Wyatt Langford.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, okay, we can cut this guy some slack because his level of experience at the big league level and in professional baseball overall isn't all that great. And he just continues to make amazing plays in the outfield. His bat is really something that is, you know, there aren't a lot of guys that can swing it like him. I think he still has a ways to go in terms of, you know, strike zone discipline and swing decisions and whatnot, but he's getting there. So he's learning, he's progressing. So I would definitely not label this to this point in the season a disappointing year for him.
So, and not to be difficult, but with all of the positives you said, I think that's raised expectations as to why I think disappointing when I see, like, whether it's Jacob Wilson, James Woods, like, you know, whoever you want to pick there. I think that's why I use that word, because we all agree he is so talented. I just thought you'd see a decided jump up from year one to year two, and you still could. But at this point in the season, I guess I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah, no, and I get it. And it's like, it's just human nature to go, oh, okay, so, you know, this is our guy compared
sure.
to those names that
For
you
sure.
mentioned. You know, so how come our guy, you know, isn't in the All-Star?
Yeah.
How come our guy isn't, you know, achieving at a level that these other guys are? And in a way, that's kind of unfair, because everybody progresses at their own rate. And I just think the future is incredibly bright for Wyatt Langford. And I don't want to say to fans, well, you have to be patient. I enjoy what Wyatt is doing now, and hope that, you know, that the vector for him continues to be upward, because I think that sky's the limit, you know, for a guy like Wyatt Langford.
I'm with you, man. And I'm hoping we see that sky on the second half of this. What is that biggest
Me
decision?
Too, for yeah, the no, record. I don't agree.
I don't believe you, Kevin. I think you're lying.
Oh, my gosh.
But what is the on the second half, what's the biggest decision that Chris Young, Bochy, and company have to make?
Whew, that's a question that's well above my pay grade. I think obviously the first decision that needs to be made, and right now, given where they are in the standings, and you'll pardon me for not having them in front of me, but I think we're like 3 to 4 games out of the final wild card spot, maybe
so.
Something like that. So, you know, you've got 63 games remaining. So the first decision is, you know, are we in?
Three and a half, by the way.
Three and a half. How far in are we in terms of, you know, what can we do to enhance this club's chances? You know, what do we need to go out and get? And the thing of it is, too, is you got to remember that, you know, the club essentially is, you know, not going to put itself in a position to where at some point they're going to, you know, exceed the amount of money they're paying these players as far as the, you know, the tax threshold and the tax penalty is. So I think that there's a limit as to what they can do in terms of adding to the ball club for the remainder of the season. You know, and in terms of addressing a need, our bullpen has been, I think, much better than people certainly thought it was going to be, but it's also been a very taxed bullpen in terms of work.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the bullpen could use some help, but where is that help going to come from? And can you afford it given the constraints that you put on yourself financially? So, you know, it's not an easy task. Certainly one of the things that Chris Young said earlier in the season is that he thinks that, you know, the team will improve from within. And I think that the team has done that. Maybe not to the extent that fans want to see, but I think that the team has gotten better. And so, you know, hopefully that the trend continues. And the one trend that I think has to continue that's been so outstanding has been, you know, the performance of the starting rotation.
So go with the monetary factors in mind. Do you think the fan base is going to be sad when they trade Adolis Garcia to free up some more money to go get that closer that the team so desperately needs?
I read between the
lines on that answer. I see where you're going with this.
I am. I don't know where I stand on whether or not that's actually a thing that is going to happen. Adolis in the second year of his 2-year deal, and it's much more money this year than what he made last year. So then, if he got dealt, how much money would the club have in terms of room to go out and get somebody to work in the bullpen? I don't know. I don't know if there are clubs out there that are hot for getting Adolis. I don't have a sense right now that that trade is going to happen or that potential trade is going to happen. But that's just my sense.
Well,
Spidey sense.
Yeah, I like that. We appreciate it very much. And if you can send a pep talk to Josh Young along the way, we'd appreciate it even more.
Yeah,
thank you.
Love to have him back.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time and info, good sir.
No problem.
There you go.
Matt Hicks has a right wonderful here. Second half.
He does.
I hope he does, man. He will. I hope that he gets another chance to be looking at that World Series, I hope he gets another shot at that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.